in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Kind of strange to be back at the Press Box Sports Emporia.
Especially at this time of day.
I know. Well, and this time of year.
Yeah.
As we will be back come September for the Players Show.
18th consecutive season.
Yep. Looking forward to that. What a packed show today.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
I'm excited.
And we moved it over to Hillsborough County to make it a little bit easier for some of the fighters that are staying in town. Now, the one fighter that had to drive from Spring Hill probably would have rather stay in Pinellas, but... Artem Lobov will be here. Dakota Cochran will be here. Paulie.
Malinagi.
See, you've been practicing.
I've been practicing.
To throw you the bone.
I got to get it.
Abby's already here.
Abby.
Dave Feldman is on his
the
way.
The nightmare.
Momentarily, we're going to head up to Greenville. Not physically, just by phone. We're going to talk to Randy Brown, who fights this weekend UFC on ESPN+. And then Dan Iggy will be the second hour.
Yes, sir.
So I have some tickets we're going to give away.
Tickets.
So jump in the car and head on down.
And there's still time. People can be a part of this live show. They can come by and meet their favorite fighters, like check out the bare knuckle. Like, we're ready.
It's going to be a good time on Saturday.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing time on Saturday.
It's a little different.
Excited.
You know, and need to, you know, express that. It is a little bit different from boxing. It's a little bit different from MMA. The fights are shorter.
5 2-minute rounds.
Which is quick.
So it's all out. I mean, there's not really any room for strategy. It's just kind of all like once the bell rings, you're in.
Well, and one of the things that I told you, you know, that I like about it is, you know, when you go to, boxing or MMA and, you know, and vividly I see Dan Mergliata, I see Big John, I see all those guys, get back. Back up, you know, wait until I say start.
Sure.
Not these guys.
Yeah, it takes 8 seconds to get to the middle of the octagon to throw a first punch.
Well, and then another 30 or 40 seconds to run. You know, in this case with BKFC, you literally get up there and go. You know what else goes? This weekend, UFC on ESPN+. Greenville, excited about it, on the phone with us, returning. He's been on the program before, Randy Brown. Randy, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Appreciate your time. Seems like just yesterday you were looking for a fight, and Saturday will be, what is it, your 8th UFC fight?
Yeah.
Does it seem like just yesterday, or does time fly that fast?
No, man, it does seem like just yesterday. You know, people don't realize that I not too long ago got to the UFC, you know what I mean, but 2016, 3 years ago, and I got a lot of experience already, you know, so, yeah, and it flew by. Time flies when you're having fun there.
Absolutely. What, if anything, has changed, you know, as you prep for this fight from that first UFC fight, or really your first MMA fight?
Everything, just experience and just learning and growth, just trying to become a better martial artist overall. You know, I'm better everywhere now than I was yesterday.
And you'll be better tomorrow and then better come fight time on Saturday, I'm assuming, right?
Absolutely.
What's it like as you're sitting in the hotel room or you're sitting at home last week and you have the four-letter network on and you see your name on that scroll at the bottom?
I didn't even check it. I've just been in my own world, man. I don't even let none of that get to me. I don't even really check none of that. I've just been focusing on what I need to focus on, you know?
But it's still got to be cool, you know, family, friends, other people see it. I mean, ESPN, you know, the big daddy of sports, no matter what sport you like, everybody has thrown that, you know, ESPN on. And to now be on that channel has got to be a major plus.
Yeah, for sure. It's cool.
What can you tell us about your opponent?
Tough, durable, grinder, coming forward. You know what I mean? You can need a shot. You know, so he's a tough guy.
When you prep for a fight, is it, are you guys watching a lot of film on your opponent, or is it really not matter what he's going to do? It's more what you're going to do to him.
A little bit of both. You know, we watch, we look for habits, you know, see what he does, see what his tendencies are, and we don't really get strung up on it. You know, we work on what we need to work towards what we need to work towards, and then we focus on what we need to do.
What's the funniest or strangest thing that's happened in the middle of a fight? Have you ever caught yourself daydreaming? Have you ever kind of caught yourself glimpsing into the in the stands? What?
Oh, man, so many different things, so many different things. Let me see. I don't know, but I can't think of it right now, but I'm sure. I'm sure that there's stories. I just can't think of it right now, but I'm sure they are.
What are you thinking as you're walking to the cage? I mean, are you concentrating on the opponent? Are you trying not to think about the fight and kind of, you know, just clear your mind before you get into the octagon?
I'm thinking nothing at all. My mind's empty at that moment, and I'm literally empty. I'm literally just going to, I know exactly what I'm going to do, and my body's just reacting, and I'm just kind of just going through the motion until I step in the cage, and then I do what I got to do. But that walkout, I'm walking towards the cage, I'm not thinking anything. It's weird.
How much fun is it to be a professional fighter?
Fun. It's fun. It's fun. You know, but there's ups and there's downs, you know, and it's good to be able to do this as a profession and live out my dream, you know, but there's fun, you know, but the fun, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work before the fun, you know, so, yeah, I'll just put it like that. There's some fun, but there's a lot of work.
Well, I remember Eve Edwards once told me that all the work, all the hard work is the training and the build-up. The reward for everything you've sacrificed is what's going to happen on Saturday night, the actual fight.
Exactly. That's the fun. Being in there is the fun. And then afterwards, I was actually just talking to my coach yesterday about that. We were talking about that same exact thing, and I was like, wow, it's crazy because everything we do, the most fun part that you actually enjoyed and actually look forward to is fight night, the actual fight, and then the moment after when you win. You know, that's the most important part. Like that's the most satisfying part. It's not, everything else is just kind of like, so you're just doing what you do. It's your job.
What can we expect to see Saturday night from Greenville on ESPN?
You can expect to see fireworks. You can expect to see brand new Randy Brown as usual. You know, I come in with new arsenals every single time and a better version of myself every single time. You can just expect me to go in there and put on a show, man, and school this guy, you know.
Well, it's going to be here before we know it. Before I let you go, what is one thing that maybe the fans don't know about you?
They don't know anything about me. That's crazy. Actually, they don't know anything. They think they know. They don't know anything about me. One thing that they don't know about me.
That's the one thing that they don't know anything?
They don't know anything.
That's awesome. Randy, I want to thank you for your time. Best of luck to you Saturday night. We're going to put you on hold so we can get some information from you so we can send you a swag package from 8 Man Strong for giving us some time today.
My man, thank you.
Take care. Talk to you again. That is Randy Brown, Saturday in Greenville.
Greenville, the 22nd.
ESPN Plus.
Plus.
ESPN. ESPN.
ESPN? That's all you got to say. I mean, did you ever think it would get to this point, Randy? Like when it first started, you started joining in. Like, did you ever see this like fruition on the biggest sports platform on the planet?
You know, I remember vividly talking to Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell and asking them, how big can MMA get? How big can the UFC, you know, go? Will the guy stay like it is now? And it's ironic because it's the exact same conversation that I've had with David Feltman.
Sure.
It's the exact same thing I just talked to Artem.
It feels with the Bubba same. Earlier. Doesn't it feel like the beginning of something huge?
It truly does. And that's why my vision is that if everything is done properly, you know, obviously a lot of things have to happen properly, that I think Bare Knuckle and BKFC can follow in the footsteps of the UFC, following the footsteps of Bellator and, you know, all some of those other companies. And what they need to do, and I think they're doing it right, is they're bringing in some names that fans recognize.
Sure.
And then they're bringing in some young talent like Abby, you know, where people might not have gotten to know him, but they're going to tune in on Saturday to watch Artem, to watch Paulie, to watch Chris Leben. And then they're going to see a guy like Abby, some of the young talent. And then if they do what they're supposed to do, then they're going to be able to build on that career. And, you know, the sky's the limit.
Well, we all know that the promotion side of it is the biggest draw, right? Like the names, like sometimes it's the name is bigger than the fight. I mean, there are a lot of great fights and you don't know who's fighting. You don't know the names, but the warriors just go at it, you know, so that's what makes it exciting.
Well, and, you know, you and I have talked about it, you know, week in and week out about a lot of novice fight fans. They're like, well, I don't recognize that name, so I'm not going to tune in.
Sure.
And that's why it's important, you know, to have some names.
Well, they don't even show up. I mean, the arenas are empty until the main card, the co-main event.
I hate that.
You know, so you pay for a ticket, you know, the crowd's empty, you know, and these guys are putting it all on the line. I mean, just like we saw with Brandon Davis. I mean, that was one of the best fights of the night, and that was the opening fight. So, I mean, there's some true talent out there that they're fighting their way up, fighting for their livelihood, fighting to build a career, to make it their full-time job. And, yeah, you miss a lot when you don't get there early.
I was telling Abby or talking to Abby about it earlier, and he'll be on here shortly, the fact that what we do, well, let me correct, I do.
What you do is great.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what you do.
I'm pretty much here to assist you and make you look good.
But what I do is so much better than what he does. You know, and we both have pressure, and we both have, but he's got to get in a ring. He's got to train. Could you imagine me training 6 hours a day other than training to eat?
Yeah, I mean, you're a professional eater.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I do go on the road, and I'm headed back on the road in a couple of weeks, I'm training so that I can hit those buffets properly in Vegas. You know, there's a right and a wrong way to eat.
There's nobody that's, like, there's no one beating a buffet line like you, my friend.
Well, if you remember, and not to continue to, you know, kill Abby here, even though he is eating. So, you know, I normally don't like to talk about food in front of fighters. We went to a Brazilian barbecue, and you gave me a hard time because I didn't go up and waste space in my stomach at the salad bar.
Yeah, you fell into that trap.
No, you did. I said, I'm not going to the salad bar.
Oh, because the carbs will fill you up and the rice. Yeah, you
meat.
You're like straight meat.
And every time I go to those places, I flip over that little thing so it's green, and I'm like, get the food coming. You know, get it. And your first bare knuckle FC.
You know, the we've been hyping this thing up for, it seems like, for a year. I mean, it started, what, June 2nd of last year? It was the first bare knuckle sanction.
Was the main
event. Was it Nicholson? Or no, Rico Rodriguez.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
I'm moving you up to co-host.
All right. I'll be here. But no, I mean, it's been a year since it's been sanctioned in the U.S. soil. You know, and it's funny because it has such a barbaric undertone to it. You know, people like when they hear the name. But when you look at the statistics, it's really the safest combat sport because, you know.
He took that from me this morning.
No. I did my research. But like, yes, but the actual break in the hand by the opponent is more dangerous than the bones in the head.
Right.
The bones in the head are much stronger. So, yeah, no, I'm excited.
Well, you know, and again, this is being built up more from Paulie than Artem, but this is being built up as MMA versus boxing. And it's not. It's not an MMA versus boxing event.
It's not.
It's boxing. It's bare knuckle boxing.
It's one discipline. Fighting. It's one discipline. What made the UFC was that it was a competition to see which discipline was superior in a real fighting scenario. So this is one discipline. There's no padding. Actually, I got to talk to Dave Feldman. I was trying to think of something negative about this whole boxing thing. I know what it is. There's no gloves to sign and have autographs so I can frame in my office. Like, what are you going to do? There's nothing to like sign. There's like MMA glove. There's no boxing glove with Mike Tyson.
First of all, Tool, how many times do I need to tell you? The fans get autographs, not Tools.
What do you mean?
We saw you race it at the Atlanta baseball game.
Did you really?
A Tool race.
Oh.
There was a hammer. There was a paint bucket. Because it's all sponsored by Home Depot.
Of course.
So I think I'm going to talk to the people that I know at the Braves and include you in the next Tool race.
I'll win. I'm pretty quick.
I don't know about that.
Never seen me run before. Fast.
All right, let's go hit our first break. Artem and Dakota should be here shortly. And we're going to talk to them about their upcoming fight. That will be this Saturday.
And tell people where we are. They can come join this live show. If they want to meet their favorite fighters, they're going to be here at 222 Southdale Mabry at the Press Box Sports Emporium till 4 p.m.
It is the place to be. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8th Man Strong and Staff Strong.
Lots of walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watch the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 Southdale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. And once again, we will be here for the 18th consecutive year during football season. You have to be careful what words you do.
Monday night. Say.
So we were going to bring Abby up later in the show with Paulie. But I learned a long time ago, you take it when it's available, and then hopefully we can get you back on, you know, later as well. How excited are you right now as we're getting close, not only for BKFC6, but the fact that it's basically your hometown, it's Tampa Bay?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited for it. I've been waiting for a couple of years to get a fight in Tampa, you know. And
is this your first fight in Tampa Bay?
No, I had a couple, but it's just been a few years since I, you know, fought in Tampa. And now that I heard that BKFC is coming to Tampa, and I got called up by, you know, David, and they told me I want to fight. I took that without even thinking. It's like taking advantage of this, and you know, it's something new. This promotion is new. It's something that's going to be growing quick, and everybody, you know, I want to take advantage of it.
You know, I always ask athletes, you know, about playing in their hometown, fighting in their hometown, and, you know, the pressure of that, or they look forward to it. And I've never really understood it, per se, until this event, because I kind of feel like There's a lot of pressure on me, just like I'm sure you're thinking there's pressure on you. We want a good crowd. We want a good performance. We want a lot of good things in our backyard so that whatever that event may be, we'll come back. Is that kind of the feeling?
Yeah, I feel, you know, I feel a little bit of that. But at the same time, it's the same as any other fights that I fight. You know, you feel the pressure. You just got to go out there and just wing it. You know, you got to go out there and just fight your fight. And, you know, I'm prepared. I've been ready for this. I've been ready for it. To fight in Tampa and show everybody that what I have, and BKFC, I want to show them that this sport is, you know, it's going to go big. And
is it difficult? I know you fight MMA as well, you know, and we'll talk to Artem about it, you know, when he gets here momentarily as well. Is the training so different that it can affect, you know, like a lot of people were saying Rico when he fought the first bare knuckle, everybody was like, well, we're just waiting for Rico to try a takedown, you know, which never happened. It almost did, but it didn't happen. Yeah. I mean, do you have to really concentrate when you're doing both?
Yeah, it is, because at the moment, like, you know, you are training nothing but hands. So you got to take, you know, the tools, some of the tools that you learn, like take, you know, to take down, jiu-jitsu and all that, you have to take it out and put it on the side. So everything is pretty much boxing and bare knuckles. So you're pretty much training your bare knuckles, doing a lot of boxing skills, training and everything. But at the same time, you're doing some MMA. You know, like clinching, grabbing the arm, hugging a little bit, doing some dirty punches and everything. You know, it's kind of both, but it's just mostly hands. And that's pretty much you got to be prepared. Just hands only and just come out for battle.
I hate to say easier, because anything and everything that you do is harder than me sitting here and just talking. But is bare knuckle easier to train for and to actually fight than MMA, because you don't have to worry about a lot of those other disciplines?
Honestly, they're all the same. You got pretty much.
You still
the same.
Get punched in the face.
You got a punch in the face. It's the same as going. It's the same as going to MMA and boxing. You're getting punched in the face, but when you by fighting bare knuckle, it's more dangerous because you got to actually move your head. Because it's not like boxing. You can take a punch and it's gonna be okay. You got to take a punch and you know you're gonna get a cut easily. Because when you get hit bare knuckle to the face, you're gonna get cut easily. I got one already and. And you know, it's just different, you know. It's more intensity, more. The crowd is different. The atmosphere is so different.
Explain to a short, fat, old, out of shape guy a boxing glove to an MMA glove to no glove at all.
Man, to when you're getting punched with the glove, it's nothing because you know you got cushion there. Nothing's gonna hurt you. You get punched in the face with a bare knuckle, boxing gloves or MMA, you don't really feel the damage, but when you get hit with a bare knuckle, you feel it because it's nothing but, you know, knuckles and to the face. It's pretty much like a street brawl, but it's more professional, more legal and everything.
So you came in through the MMA world, but now you're in bare knuckle. Did you realize how big this could be? Is that why you wanted to get in so early?
No, honestly, I wanted to fight. I like to compete. I'm a competition guy. I like to fight. I love.
Do
fighting.
You like to compete or you like to fight?
Both. I like.
Well, because there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, I can compete in chess without throwing punches. Yeah. Sometimes.
I do both. I like to keep myself active. You know, I like to keep myself fighting. You know, I like to fight as much as I can in a year. Like right now, this is my second fight this year. I like to get two more fights in a year, like four fights in a year. And, you know, keep myself healthy. That's pretty much what you have to do. Keep your body healthy. Keep your mind healthy. And you know, that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm blessed to have this.
What do you not do? What do you not eat? What is something that you don't indulge in that you could if you were not a professional athlete?
Junk food. I do eat junk food, but at the same time, I got to stay away from that, like ice cream and all that stuff. And, you know, some stuff that you have to stay away, like soda and everything. I'm a soda guy, but I have to stay away from that. I gotta drink water. You know, you just gotta keep all that negativity out of the way and keep your positive, keep that mindset forward. Because, you know, this is a fight. This is your career. You're putting your life in line on this, and you know your paycheck is there too. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to, you know, bring a show to Tampa and, you know, bring everybody.
Do you feel like your life is on the line more in bare knuckle? Like, do you really think, or because the pad gives you a sense of a security?
A little bit of it, you know, because, you know, when you're fighting bare knuckle, it's more serious, you know, because when you're fighting bare knuckle, it's like a street brawl. Like, you know, it's like people seeing, like, oh, let's see if you can actually fight, you know. People think, you know, when you're doing boxing or, you know, MMA, you know, they don't think that, you know, oh, you know, without gloves, you know, people always have that criticism, always want to have that fight. Oh, if you have gloves, without gloves, then, you know, you'll see if you have the game, you know, see if you can take the hit. You know, bare knuckle. Now I could prove, and I proved to myself that I could take a hit. I could take multiple hits with the head, or, you know, I could take hits with the bare knuckle. So if people punch me, then they know that I could take a hit and I could fight.
Well, sitting next to you, as I'm sure you saw, Artem Lobov stopped by. We appreciate that. Let's start with, would you tell a young fighter that, you know, no matter what discipline, whether it's MMA, whether it's boxing, or in this case, bare knuckle, like Abby here, about his future, about a career?
Dream big, fight hard. That's what I always say, you know, bring it. You know, all this boxing has ruined it for everybody by padding the records, building this undefeated, you know what I mean? Look at boxing. There's fucking 100 undefeated, apologies. There's 100 undefeated fighters all around the world. None of them want to fight each other. And this is not a representation of the boxers themselves. That's the industry. The right. boxers, they are fighters. They want to fight. Mm-hmm. They want to compete straight away. But they realize nowadays that you take one loss and that's it. Your career is over. It should not be like that. Take a look at any other sport. Name me one undefeated golfer. Name me one undefeated swimmer. Any sport, when there's competition, everybody loses. Everybody. So that is one thing to take. And I think I have proved everybody wrong. For years, everybody, I fought all the hardest fights in the world, you know, that available to me. And everybody said, no, that's wrong. Your record is this and that. And now what? I'm the fucking main event here. Apologies once again. I'm the main event. I'm the main guy. I'm the guy getting paid now. Look at any UFC card. I get paid more than 90% of the fighters on any card in the UFC. Is that not success? Hell yes, it's success. For a prize fighter, your success is defined by the size of your purse. And my purses are pretty big.
Awesome. Can you address a lot of people? I don't think so. Hopefully you don't either. That this fight on Saturday night is not MMA versus boxing. This isn't an MMA fight. This is a bare knuckle fight, which is more boxing, not MMA.
Exactly. This fight is a guy that, you know, stayed respectful versus a scumbag. That's what this is. You know, this is about making it right. I'm going to make Pauly pay for everything he said, make him pay for everything he's done. You know, he's going to make nice money, as he should, and I'm going to make two holes in his face.
All right, so here's a question. And again, FCC radio, so we have to be careful.
No problem.
Every time there's a big fight, and every time there's a big fight being promoted like this one is.
If I swear next time, just say I was speaking Russian.
Okay.
Cover your insurance.
That works.
I got you.
Trust, tell me and tell the fans out there, this is real. You and Pauly do not get along. You're not going to hug and all that stuff after the fight. Because that always bothers me. They build this up. I fall for it just like everybody else. And the next thing you know, the fighters are training together and they're good friends.
Listen, it's always real with me. You know, I fought some guys that I really liked and I said it straight away before the fight. I like this guy. He's a good guy. And that's it. Of course, there's going to be a bit of animosity for me always because I'm going in to fight somebody. But this time, I hate the guy. I absolutely hate him. And look at him. Look at his behavior. How can you not hate him? This is Russia versus America and all Americans are on my side. That tells you anything you need to know about this fight.
Well, and do you really feel that it's Russia versus America? Because I don't. It's you versus Pauly.
I feel it's the you know what I mean, the respectable people, the good people that, you know what respect is versus this scumbag. Somebody that doesn't understand the words. You know, he thinks, oh, yeah, you're saying this to me and I don't care. That's no problem, mate. You don't need to understand the words because you know what everybody understands? Pain. You know what everybody understands? Broken jaws and broken teeth. And I'm about to do some explaining Saturday night. And if he dies, he dies.
I purposely waited a couple seconds so that we have that as a promo, as a liner. I didn't want to talk into it. Let's go back in time to your last fight. You know, talk us through that because I and a lot of people are calling that the Forrest Griffin Stephen Bonner UFC MMA fight. That's what I think you two did a couple months ago back in Mississippi.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great fight, but that was thanks to Jason as well. You know, he was a big part of that. I wouldn't have been able to do a fight like that without him. He kept coming no matter what. He was spitting his teeth out and still pushing forward. That's a true fighter. So thanks to him for that. Such a great fight. I sure hope that it's going to become like Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin fight. I sure hope so. If it does or not, it is up to you, the fans. I hope you enjoyed it, and you know what to expect Saturday night. When the Russian Hammer is fighting, You know, there's going to be blood, there's going to be pain, there's going to be broken teeth.
Was bare knuckle in that fight everything you expected, or were you surprised by anything in that fight?
Yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I mean, I was surprised by some of the elements in the bare knuckle, of course. Just even the feel of your bare knuckle connecting with someone's face. It is a very unique feeling, you know. When a street fight happens, you don't really get to see it, understand it, because normally a street fight happens quick. It's all emotion-based, you know. You get bumps, spike. Professional bare knuckle fight, and that is completely different. I got to truly enjoy it, truly experience it, feel it, and for someone like me, I mean, Jesus, if I have any more kids, I might call them bare knuckle.
We better trademark that. Where's Dave? And then every time it shows up, they'll have to do their banner. Explain to the fans, both of you guys can do this, you know, the safety of this sport. You know, yeah, when you watch it, there's going to be some blood because it is bare knuckle, but it's safer than boxing. And a lot of people don't believe me when I say that.
Look, when you say like this, safer or not, those are big words to throw around. One thing I will tell you, that it is definitely not any more dangerous than boxing or MMA. Yep. All those combat sports are very, very dangerous. But that's why we're professionals. You get paid for it. You know, when you're getting paid for this, you know, there's many other jobs out there that are dangerous. What about somebody, some guy working at the chemical plant? That's really dangerous and probably even worse for his health than my job is. And he gets paid a lot less than we do. You know, what about war veterans? You know, people that going to war. How dangerous is that job? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what it is. It's all about getting rewarded properly. Once we're getting rewarded, then it's no problem.
Also, it's...
I mean, Artem, speaking of war, I mean, just 2 months ago, you had a war with Jason. You know, why was it so important to get back in there so quick? I mean, because you guys both went to the hospital.
Man, I've been waiting already weeks and weeks for this fight. You're telling quick. I was ready to go next Saturday. When I was back home from that fight, I was in the gym the next day. You know, to me, it's nothing. Back in the day, someone calculated and they said, on average, I used to fight every 40 days. And that wasn't enough for me. I wanted to fight more often. You know what I mean? I don't like this. Two fights a year, three fights a year sitting on your ass. No, I'm a fighter. Who wants it? Anybody in here wants to go? Just pay me.
That guy.
Just pay me. Show me the money and let's go, because I don't fight free.
Yeah.
Let me ask you both, and then we'll hit this break. When you dislike a person like you dislike who you're going to fight on Saturday, I don't know your thoughts about who
like
you
Travis.
Have fought. Okay, don't. Can you block that out during the fight, or is it important to have that rage involved in the fight?
Well, to me, it doesn't matter whether I hate the guy or not. I am there to do a job. I am there. I will not stop throwing shots until the other guy is down and unable to get up. That's when I stop throwing. Until that moment, welcome to the blender. You're getting milled.
Yeah. Yep. Well, like I said, yeah, like he was saying, like pretty much you just hold those emotions until, you know, until the very end, and whatever is out there, and you express it through the fight. You know, you let it out through the fight, and if you know, see what happens. But at the same time, you're pretty much just there to do a job and fight.
When you're getting ready for a fight, Abby, do you look at video of a veteran?
Yeah.
You know, like Artem, and try to take stuff from him?
I look at Lobo, I look at Jason, I look at all the fights that happened in the previous and the bare knuckle, so I see an idea how this fight and how what the rules are. Because some of them, is, you know, I never got into it, or the clinching and everything. Sometimes they brawl out, like, you know. And I got to be prepared for that for anything. Like, if we have to brawl, we'll brawl. If it doesn't, you know, I'll just step away. It's pretty much just regular fight. It's a regular fight, nothing else, no surprising. It's just, like I said, bare knuckle. And, you know, it's like bare knuckle is more safer because, you know, it's when you're doing MMA and boxing, you're getting pounded in the face so many times that you get head trauma, you might get head damage, brain damage. And, you know, in the premier long term, you never know. But when bare BKFC, they, you know, you see people getting hit and everything, and then when you get cut or, you know, they see something's not right, the referee will stop and, you know, hold on, take a minute, see what's going on, and if they know that the doctor, you know, they keep going or not, they'll stop it if they have to.
I think it says a lot. Dave Feldman said that of the X amount of fights that he's had so far, I think it's 125, mm-hmm. not a single concussion. You know, fighters go to the hospital to get checked, but not a single concussion. I think that says a lot. All right, let's go hit our first break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. We return in September for the 18th consecutive year, the Players Show. We have a lineup of some really cool, how do I word, football players.
Yeah,
because I can't say certain words because of trademark.
Guys that play on the gridiron.
And my producer didn't know, Dave, that you're from Philadelphia when he played that Michael Jack Schmidt. I played that, you know, his 300th or 500th home run thing. It's on a video thing. I play that over and over and over.
That was my guy growing up, man.
Michael
Long
Jack Schmidt.
Fly ball, deep center field. This ball is out of here. Michael Jack Schmidt. It was awesome.
It was incredible. Talk to us, and I know that we've had you on the radio numerous times, about coming to Florida, about coming to the Tampa Bay area, how big it is, not only for the Tampa Bay area, but for BKFC.
I mean, it was a big step up for us. What it is it's just going to a state that's a lot more populated, so we have a lot more people to pull from. The states we've been in so far were great. They really got us a start, and I take my hat off to them. But to be able to be in a state that's so populated like Florida, and a commission that is so well respected by the other commissioners, and you know, people really look up to this, I think it really was a stamp for the company that, you know, now we're going to move on to bigger and better things. We have some other announcements coming up right after this show. Artem and I were talking about some other states that are going to be opening up, and you know, the grass is really green.
I've been telling people since the day I met you about how you get me hyped up. You get me ready to go. I think you're mellow compared to Artem. I mean, I'm ready to go watch fights like now.
Artem's the best, man. He really is. I mean, you know, he promotes a fight. I mean, he's paid to be a fighter, but he's also paid to be a marketer. And I mean, who markets better than this guy, really?
And then, you know, people say promote and this. No, all I do is I share a little bit of my passion with you. That's it. When you do that, the promotion promotes itself.
Go back in time, Dave, and tell us how this whole happened, how you got Artem. When Artem was still at the UFC, I know there was rumors about coming and joining.
Yeah, when we first started Bare Knuckle FC, I think it was after the first or second show, we were in contact with Artem and his manager. UFC came and I think gave you a new contract that was pretty lucrative for him. But, you know, then we figured Artem was the right guy to bring over. So we made him another offer. And you know, it trumped what he was making. And now I think he's making a lot more than he ever made. And it's a good opportunity for him. It's a good opportunity for us. I mean, we're bare knuckle. We want a guy that gets in your face and fights his butt off and does everything he's supposed to do. And Artem does it. He promotes great. He fights great. He's a promoter's dream right now. So it was worth every cent that we're paying him.
And that's what I was just going to say to you. It has to make your job as the promoter. And to be honest, our job as media to promote any event when it's guys like Artem on the card that we know. And Abby, you know, guys that come to fight.
It is. I mean, the guys that come to fight and they can talk about it a little bit. Look, Artem talks smack, but he's not disrespectful. I mean, he says what he feels. Like, he feels he's going to break Paulie's face. So he says, I'm going to break Paulie's face. And then he goes into the ring and he does what he says he's going to do. He did it last time. So it's great to have a guy like this that not only talks but backs it up and really goes in there. Look, he was willing. I'm not saying he wanted to die, but he was willing to die in that ring to get that victory on April 6th. And here he is right now fighting one of the biggest combat sport events of the year.
All right, so I need to ask you this about the willing to die thing. You know, because I say things all the time. So I've always said whatever I say behind people, I'll say to them. Is it you're willing to die or you know that you could die?
Well, when I'm in there, I'm ready to kill and prepare to die. You know, that's how I feel. Look at my MMA fights. I've lost some, but not one man has ever made me tap out. I've been choked out twice. I had my arm broken, but not one man can say that he made me quit. Not in life, not in fights. That's how I fight.
I want to go back to something you said a second ago, Dave, about how respectful Artem has been. We all know that Paulie hasn't, and you know what Paulie did in New York bothered a lot of people, me included. As a promoter, how do you adjust to promoting a great fight and maybe stepping over the line?
I mean, it absolutely stepped over the line. As a promotion, we definitely don't condone anything like that. I mean, that's the ultimate disrespect of not only a fighter but a human being. I mean, you just don't do that to somebody, and he did it. And it, you know, I feel as though he crossed the line. I talked to him about it. He apologized 10 times, but at the same time, let's see if he might even do it again. I don't know what he's going to do. But it's something that we definitely don't condone. And, you know, but for a promotion, you know, it really promoted the fight
better
than we ever could have even paid for it, because everybody said how disrespectful it was. And it was a headline everywhere. And what he said derogatory to Artem about, you know, peeing in his mouth or whatever that's going
to
be.
But you see, to me, the most... But to me, the most disrespectful thing about that is when he does it. Listen, if you come up to me on the street, one-on-one, and you spit or whatever you want to do or say in my face, I respect that. We'll go at it, and we'll sell it there. But when you know that there's a million of security, you've got a whole team there with you, I came alone, and you know that no one is going to let us go at it, and you take a sly little cheap shot like that, that's when you know somebody is a true scumbag. And then I have no respect for that. I have no pity for him. I have nothing but anger towards this man. I will put him away. I will punish him. I will be in his face nonstop Saturday night. And trust me, he will crumble. This fat pudding coming off the couch thinks he can just step into the ring with me. Not a chance.
And like you said, Dave, with what he did and the saying and what Artem's saying and what Paulie's saying, in order for a fight or a card to be successful, you need to be liked or disliked. If there's nothing, if it's just, he's fighting another guy. Artem's fighting, I don't know, somebody. That's not going to sell when there's somebody that you either like or dislike.
No, it's funny because Artem wasn't the most liked guy ever to fight in the UFC. Now he couldn't be any more liked. They love him now. Right. First of all, for what he did April, and how he handed himself respectfully now. The fans love Artem. So we have a good guy and we have a villain. And it's great. It's great for promotion. It's great for what's going to happen. And, you know, is the good guy going to win? Is the villain going to win? And we're going to find out Saturday night.
I never pre-ask you questions, so I don't know the answer to this. If I get a dirty look from either one of you, I know that I said the wrong thing. How about, like, shirts? You know, a lot of organizations, you know, they have fight shirts for their guys. Is there a BKFC Artem Lobov shirt? Artem, do you have shirts? How does that play out?
Well, I have a sponsor. It's called the Couture Club. I'm wearing them right now. It's available online throughout the world. You can purchase it. As far as my personal shorts, we are going to make them, I'm sure, down the line. Definitely.
We're already working on some logos right now for it. We really, truly are. We just wanted to get through this fight. And I think, you know, we're really going to market this brand well. And by this brand, I mean Artem. Artem as a brand.
And he is a brand.
He is a brand. I mean, he is. I mean, look, you know, we put out there former UFC star Artem Lobov, and some people are like, this is great. And some people are like, he's not a star. And I said, what are you talking about? He's one of the most talked about guys in UFC ever. They all talk about him, whether they love him or they hate him, or he won every fight or he didn't. He always came to fight number one, and they're all talking about him. And now they're talking about him even more. Now he's fighting bare knuckle. He's, like I said, he's fighting one of the biggest combat sport events of the year. In 1 year, we're putting on one of the biggest combat sports events of the year, bare knuckle fighting championship, and Artem helped us get there. Look, he left it all on the line. Like I said in interviews post April 6th, I said those two guys, and Jason included, were really willing to die before they backed up or quit in that fight. They were willing to give it to their fans, and the fans love that. If you were a fan of combat sports and watched that fight and didn't like it, you don't have a pulse.
And if you were not a fan and watched it, you are now.
Yes.
You are. You know, it goes without saying, and I told you this. I was there. You know, and as I'm watching it, it's like this is what's going to turn BKFC into the next big thing. How big can this get?
I mean, I think we can compete. I really do. I think we can compete with all the big guys out there. You know, it's just a matter of time. Like, everything takes time to get out there. Everything takes time to grow, and everything takes time to get fan appeal, to educate the fans, to bring more fans over. But we're winning them over. I mean, nobody, including myself, thought we would be, you know, take the finances out of it, thought we would be this successful, this popular, this soon in the game. Nobody did. And here we are a year later. Again, 1 year, I have to keep saying it, but in 1 year, we're one of the most talked about combat sporting events of the summer. In 1 year.
How much is that Artem and Paulie and Artem's last fight? And how much is it what you've been doing, the promotion itself, the bare knuckle, how it is a different combat sport?
It's a culmination of everything. I mean, when you have guys that were willing to lay it on the line like he did on April 6th, and now you got a guy like Paulie Malignaggi, who is a former two-time world champion. You can't take his fighting ability away from him. I mean, Artem dislikes him, but he can't take his fighting ability away from him. But he's one of the best pure boxers. Really.
I will.
Well, with that being said, coupled with all the hype and everything, and the personalities and the willingness to fight. And look, a lot of guys got mad at me for what I did in the ring on the last event. But I want to give the fans are paying for this. They're not watching it for free. They're paying for this. So if they're paying for it, the fighters have to do their job and give them the money's worth. And he gave them their money's worth, right?
I have said to you, I have said to other people on this show, I liked what you did.
Right.
I've been in the back when you've given the speech to the fighters. You know, lay it on the line. This is what you're here for. I was there for the heavyweight title fight when you were upset. It's one of the things that honestly draws me to what you're doing. The fact that not only is it a passion for you, but it makes it a passion for the fighters. They don't want to let you down. They don't want to let themselves down. But they certainly don't want to let you down because they want that phone call for the next fight.
Well, absolutely. And Artem said it. He already said it. We're paying them well. It's not like we're saying, here, here's a few bucks. Go out there and fight. Oh, okay, you want to quit? Okay. They're getting paid very well. Every fighter on the card is probably getting more than they've ever made, with the exception of one or two guys were champs back in the day. They're getting more than they really, truly ever made. And with that, they have to give the fans what they're paying for, or they're not going to make that kind of money again.
So talk about tomorrow and the open tryout.
Tomorrow, you know, we're just looking for the next generation. We want to see what these guys can do holding the pads, hitting the mitts, hitting the bag, hitting the punch meter. That you're not going to tell a lot from that. We're going to look at their past. But really what we want to see is we want to see their story. Why are they doing this? Because there has to be a why burning inside of you, or you wouldn't have fought the way you did April 6th. There's a why. And if you have that why inside of you, that real, real deep down why, you're going to fight your butt off. That's what we're looking for. It's not just a story, because, look, I could have a hardship story and can't fight at all, right? I mean, you can have that too.
Sure.
But we want to see the guys that can fight and have that hardship story, why they're willing to get a permanent scar in their face for their newborn baby, right? I mean, that's the why. That's why are you going to do this? That's what we're looking for tomorrow, the why and their fighting ability, and we're going to pick a couple guys out. You know, we start this monthly series in September called Knuckle Up, a smaller series. We're going to get the guys that we're grooming up, and we're going to do a monthly fight series in addition to the bigger show. So with that, we're looking for the guys that we can develop into the next big star.
What's a passionate conversation between the two of you? When you're getting passionate about an upcoming fight and you're passionate about everything you do, how does that go back and forth with the two of you?
You know, I think, I mean, he's got to talk. But look, Artem called me after this fight. We had a contract, a three-fight deal in place. And he got a certain amount on April 6th, and he was supposed to get a certain amount on June. And he said, Dave, I think I'm due for a bump. And I said, Artem, you're due for a bump. Let's bump you. So, I mean, he can't argue with me. I gave him what he wanted. So I think we're great.
Why
to work
wasn't
with
talking
Luke.
About
I never ask something that
but
I don't
that,
deserve.
But that's the passion, because I saw the passion in him. If he didn't have the passion and asked me for a bump, I'd be like, no way, you're not getting a bump. He's got the passion to leave it all in the ring. And if he's got that, the fans want to see it more. So he's worth more money.
When did you decide bare knuckle is the future, that you want to put your name, your reputation, your wallet, all the things that you've done with your partners, et cetera, to get this to where it is now and where it's about to go?
I mean, I put it all on the line. I have a very successful business that we do as well, and I put that on the side, and I completely put it on hold, and I'm not making any money right now, and I'm scraping by. But it's good. It's going to blow up and it'll be the next big thing. We've been working on it for 7 years, really 8 years now, and this past year has been amazing, and I think 2019 to 2020 is the year that we really blow up. We really do. We get these network deals. We get these big sponsors. We get foreign TV rights. We get everything that we need to really blow this to the next level. I think this next year is really our year. And with guys like Artem, and look, it's not just Artem and I are probably going to develop into a different type of partnership as well, because he wants to bring guys over. He wants to help to see this thing grow, because he sees the ability it is to give fighters a better life too.
Can you talk about some of the other fighters on the card?
Oh, we got Chris Lieben fighting. I mean, he's a legend.
I've never heard of him. I'm joking.
UFC legend. He's fighting Dakota Cochran, who just came off of a last-minute, last-second knockout against Johnny Hendricks, knocked him out. And he said he's going to do the same thing. Can lightning strike twice? That's what I said to you last time I was here. Can it strike twice? Can he pull off the upset again? We have the lightweight finals. Johnny Bedford versus Reggie Barnett. Everybody that's been following Bare Knuckle FC really can't wait to see that match. It's going to be a phenomenal matchup. We have Joe Riggs fighting. We got a ton of guys that are really on this card. I really say it, and I mean it with all my heart. From bout one to bout 11, fight of the night on all 11 bouts.
What time do doors open? What time of the first fight? And what time will Artem? And to be honest, I'm curious. Who walks last, Artem or Paulie?
I honestly don't care. It makes no difference to me. You know, I'm there to fight. It's even other things. You know, people ask me about the walkout tune and this and that. I couldn't care
less
about any of
that. He really doesn't. He doesn't. I
am there to kill that man.
Jason Knight said to me last time, I'm walking second, and I didn't even ask him. I just put it. He didn't care. He doesn't care. Look, and you got as a promoter, do you have to love that? That he doesn't care. He just wants to fight. He wants to get paid, but he wants to fight.
As a promoter, again, as fans, as media to cover, you know, to have a conversation, to be able to talk to somebody that is so passionate, that wants to do this. I mean, that's what's going to help take this sport to the next level.
Sure. No, it absolutely is. It's these kind of guys that we want. But let's get back to that. Doors open at 6 p.m. First fight will be 7:15 p.m. We're going to do four prelim fights that are going to be live on Fight TV and on our Facebook. You're going to get them absolutely free. It's like an appetizer. It's like you're getting a shrimp cocktail before you get the filet mignon, the surf and turf. That's what you're going to get. Then you tune in at 9 on pay-per-view, live on any cable or satellite provider in the United States or Canada or on Fight TV. You tune in and you watch it if you're not local. If you're local here in Tampa, we expanded. We have now the upper level. So we have about 2,000 extra tickets. We just opened up this morning. Come out and witness this history in the making in person, because there's nothing like watching this fight live. Dana White said it. He said, look, if I wanted to get a new fan, if I wanted to get a new sponsor, if I wanted to get a network, I said, I got to get him to the fight. Get him to the fight, and you can't miss. Get him to the bare knuckle fight, you surely can't miss. Come out and see this. I mean, it's going to happen. This is the first time in Florida, and it's the beginning. And we have a phenomenal main event. It's unbelievable fight card from top to bottom. You don't want to miss this.
Artem, what do you do in the back as you're getting ready? So you're going to walk out, I think Dave said, late 11:15, 11:20, something like that. I don't know what time you're going to get to the arena, but what are you doing? Are you listening to music, watching TV?
I just
resting?
Chill. Imagine you're starving and somebody put a tasty, delicious steak in front of you and you're looking at it and you know you're going to eat it any second, but not yet. You just have to hold yourself back. That's how I feel in the back out there. I can't wait to be out there showing what I can do.
So, look, you know, this is a new sport. A lot of questions, you know, mystery about it, like what the rules are, different federations, their rules, hands down, knees down. You know, I think, Artem, you laid it out perfectly. You're like, this is not a cuddle match. If I want to cuddle, I'll cuddle my lady. This is two guys knuckling up. You know, so explain, what are we going to see Saturday night? It's the apparatus where you guys fight in, how far apart you guys start. What are we going to see, Dave?
You're going to see the patent pending squared circle ring that we developed, and everybody says this is not a squared circle. It's a square circle because it's a square platform with a circle ring in the middle. We have two lines right in the middle. They're 4 foot long. They're separated from 3 feet from each other. As soon as the bell rings, as soon as the referee says knuckle up, these guys can hit each other from right when they're standing. They don't have to circle around the cage. They don't have to circle around the ring. They're right in front of each other. It's action personified. The rule set. You can clinch and punch as you're clinched, you can punch. You can do the Muay Thai clinch. You can pull the head down into the punch. It's all action, all excitement. Like I said, if you're a fight fan and you come out and watch this fight, I guarantee that you're a bare-knuckle fighting championship fight fan for the rest of your life.
All right, we are at the top of the hour before we hit the break, and I don't know how long you guys are going to stay, but for coming on, we have a thank you gift. It's a original grain watch. I'm also awesome. Going to announce in the second hour our performance of the night. I'm going to expand it a little bit, and I'm going to explain when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you live from the press box. We'll be right back. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Let me tell you now. I took her home. My place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? 8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.